Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D. on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Well, good evening, one and all, wherever you are, whether you're on Eastern Standard Time, Pacific Standard Time, welcome to the Andrew D. Show, Spiritual Awakenings, with me, Andrew D., and my guest for this week, your old host, Mr. Mike Davis. But take it away, Lady Gaga.
Take it away, Lady Gaga.
Well, good evening. Right, that was Lady Gaga, On the Edge of Glory, and I hope that got you moving, because I was listening to that myself the other week, and I thought to myself, do you know what? That I really felt alive after that was played, and I hope you felt that way. Well, good evening. This is the Andrew D Show, and this is Spiritual Awakening, and I hope you do feel awake after that little number there. And I'd just like to say hello to the guys in the chat room. We've got Rihanna. We've also got Sasha S. And also Shell G2K4, whoever that is. So, hi, guys. Thanks for tuning in tonight. And wherever you are, welcome to the show. Right. I'm going to try and keep my eye on the ball tonight, because I've got to keep my eye on the chat room. I've got to keep my eye what's going on our chat room on Skype, what's going on Facebook. So, guys, keep in touch with us, please, and do say hello to us. Right. If you're new to the show, like I am, then we're going to pretty much carry on in a lot of respect where Mike left off last week, and Mike is with me tonight. Are you there, Mike?
I am, Andrew. How are you doing?
I'm not bad, and thank you so much for joining me tonight, Mike. It was very good of you to pass the baton over this week, and I thank you for that.
Well, you know, as I said to Andrew, you know, it's a pleasure to do that, you know, and you know, it's a welcoming you to the show as well, you know, and I must say, a brilliant way to kick off the show.
Well, thank you, mate. Thank you very much indeed. And hello to who we got. Also got there. Well, we got Ken, the mystical prognosticator, if you can say that. Ken down there in Birmingham. And we've also got Nick tuning in from beautiful Wales as well. So good evening to you, Nick. Right. What else have we got for you tonight? Well, we did, you heard in the intro there that we had some philosophy, possibly. You know, we're going to mix it up a bit each week. But most importantly is your free readings. Right, and if you're going to call in, I've been reliably informed by our producer that the phone lines are open, and if you are stateside, you need to call in, as I'm sure you already know, on 760-283-4611. That's the right one, isn't it, Mike?
Yep, that's right, Andrew.
Yeah.
You've had good training, Andrew.
Well, I'll tell you what, mate. I'll introduce you to the guy who told me everything he knows. He's a good chap, he is. So, right, and if you're phoning in from the UK, you can phone if you want into the States, which is 001, and then the same number again, 760-283-4611. So all you need to do is phone the same number and put in 001 before it, 760-283-4611. And I've also been told if you go to Blog Talk Radio, there's a Skype link which you can click there as well to dial through and hopefully get online for your free reading. Right, without further ado, because I know this show is going to fly by, we've only got an hour tonight, and I was just thinking before, Mike, you know, you said to me, was I nervous, but have you ever been when you've been to do a demonstration, and if depending on where you were trained or whoever you worked with when you were younger, they said you should feel like almost like that excitement, that sort of excitement in the soul, or you know, from within. Do you know what I'm talking about when you're going to do a demonstration?
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about there, Andrew. And you know, it is a good feeling, and it is a good. Well, it's just nice, isn't it? And you know that it's a bit of nerves, it's a bit of excitement, it's the adrenaline rush. That's what it is for me.
Well, that's exactly what it is, Mike. And you'll know, you've spoken to anybody that's worked a lot with spirit, then they'll tell you that when you're working with spirit, you know, you'll see people drink lots of water, and that's because you're working on adrenaline, and you know, you're keeping the energies up, and that's why it can be so exhausting if you've worked for a couple of hours or even just sat doing private readings for a while. So it's that buzz, and it's almost like you're tuning into that higher vibration, so you'd know where I'm coming from with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, most definitely. It is an amazing feeling, you know. And you know, last night there was a few people came here for some private readings with me, and you know, just before they came in, Andrew, exactly that feeling, you know, of excitement, you know, like the blood rushing around your body, and you're kind of ready for it, you know, and just bring it on, you know, and that's the kind of feeling it gives you, doesn't it?
Well, it's a bit like a controlled panic, and I still think it's fantastic. Even if you see seasoned rock stars still say, you know, if they didn't get nervous before they went on stage, then they know there's something wrong. So, you know, even seasoned performers still get that adrenaline rush and that buzz and that nervous. And I think that's what you thrive on, and that's what sort of drives you along. And it does speed everything up to work with that high vibration and to work with the world of spirit, where literally everything is just a thought away, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely, you know, and it is. It's just a thought away. Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, then. So what have we got over the next few weeks? Well, hopefully a bit of music here and there, you know, to keep things moving, keep things fluid. But what I also want to do is where there is if you've got anything you want to call in with, anything you want to chat about, then, you know, hopefully we can get you through. If it's just for a chat, or if you want to put a point of view across, we've got limited time tonight. But what I want to say to you is, if you do want to call in and you've got something you want to discuss, or even just a point of view that you feel that you could share with the rest of the world, then, you know, please do phone those numbers I gave you earlier on. And if you need to, for me to put them across again, then if you're in the chat room, if you can get in there, then we'll put the numbers across to you that way. Right, I believe we've already got callers lined up, Mike. So, Mike, you're going to join me tonight, aren't you? You're going to assist with some of the callers that we've got tonight, yep, to do some of the readings.
You just keep me in when, Andrew, and I'm
okay. Well, guys, if you're listening in, we've already got Lisa. She's first in line, followed by Chris, Ronnie, and Ron. Providing Ron hasn't changed his name from Ronnie, but what we'll do, if we could speak to Lisa first, that'd be lovely. Would you like to run with that one, Mike?
Yeah, if you want me to.
Yeah, by all means, I'd appreciate that. That's great. Thanks. Okay, Lisa, good evening to you.
Hello there, how are you?
We are fantastic, thanks. Lisa, I'm going to leave you in Mike's capable hands.
Hi, Lisa, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much. And what was the reason that you called in for, Lisa?
I wanted to see if you could connect with my mom and see if she's got any news about my finances improving. Oh, I have a legal thing pending. I'm waiting on it to come to a conclusion.
Don't tell me in the morning, Lisa, okay, because I'll do my very best to link to the spirit world here for you, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, not always that the ones we want to come through will come through, but I will do my very best, and we'll just see what happens, okay? Now, I know as I'm building this connection and this communication up here from the spirit world, I do see a lady that wants to draw a vibration here with me. And as I see this lady, I feel as if I need to say to you before this lady passed, she makes her way that her life was such a busy life. She didn't have 2 minutes in a day. I believe that she was like that all the way throughout her life. I know of when she passes on to the spirit world, she makes her way that there's a hospital, because I know you're in machines that starts to beep in the background, which tells me that there's a hospital connection there with her. So I don't know whether she passed in the hospital or she was in and out for a while before she passed. And she tells me here about her blood pressure was all over the place. It was up and down. It was all over the place before she passed. And I believe it's like as if the medical profession couldn't stabilize it. I know that this would have resulted in helping her to pass over to the spirit world. I know as well as I'm seeing this lady, I want to say to you that she lost maybe a little bit of weight before she passed on to the spirit world as well, because I know I'm seeing her, and she starts to slim down there, Lisa. Do you understand who I've got with me?
Yes, it sounds like my mom.
Okay. And if I said to you that if this is your mom that's linking you and me, she tells me that she's been there a little while now. Is that right?
Yeah, she passed about 6-7 years ago.
Okay, perfect. Because she says to me that she's been there a little while. And I know that, Lisa, she makes her connection here with me. She certainly wants me to say that she's been around your life. She's seen the difficulties. She's seen the changes happening in your life at the moment. Now, I know that you said about your finances and about jobs and legal stuff going on there. But, you know, she kind of just wants you to take a big deep breath and just go, Jim, okay? Because I believe that you've come to a point in your life where you feel a little exhausted at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, it's been going on a long time, the stress.
And would I be right in saying that where finances is concerned, that you are more worried about what's happening next, okay? Because it's like, how can I put it? If I say to you that it's almost as if all the money that you had is now gone, but yet you have to pay more people out, is that right?
Yeah, I've been living on student loans.
Okay, because I know it's like I've given everything I have. I got nothing coming in, but I need to start paying more to get this legal battle out of the way, because I know that you are trying of your best here, okay? And you feel as if you're getting nowhere very fast. Now, this legal concern there, what has that been in result of some kind of injury or something there? Because I'm aware it's like, as if it's like an injury claim?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's from an injury.
Okay, perfect, because she makes it where it's like an injury. And, you know, within that injury, would I be right in saying that you must have hurt your back in some kind of way as well?
My leg and my back, yeah.
Okay, because I know that, you know, it still hasn't healed properly yet, Lisa, is it?
No.
Okay, and I believe that this is why it's dragging on so long, because it hasn't healed yet. It's because it's like as if the legal side of it needs to know how much longer that you're going to be suffering for. So I know that there's lots of reports going back and forth, and your mum makes me aware that as these reports are going back and forth, that's where things will start to settle there, okay? Now, not that I can predict your future, but I feel as if I want to see you. Let's look towards around the July time, okay? Because she gives me the number 7. I know it's a month, and it's July, because I know July is important to you, okay? And I believe it will be important concerning this legal stuff as well. I believe by July, it will all be over and done with. I'm not saying it's going to happen in July, but by July, it will all be over and done with, okay? And, you know, she keeps saying to me as well that, have you recently broken up then with someone? Or has there been someone has just split up then or something?
I met a man last week, but we didn't go out or break up or, no, I'm just friends with him, but I did meet somebody.
Okay. So it is that you are single at the moment then, yeah?
Yes, right.
Okay, so because she talks to me about a breakup, okay, and maybe I'm going back a little bit further than the one you just met then. Now, would I be right in saying that it's almost as if your heart's been broken that many times that you're having difficulty in trusting other people? Okay, because she talks to me about your heart's been broken. I believe that, you know, you've shed lots of tears there, Lisa, over the last few months there, haven't you? Because I'm aware, and you know, I want to start, my eyes are just starting to fill up here, and I believe that it's the tears and they're rolling down your face. And I know that, you know, she keeps saying to me that it's like as if you lay in bed of an evening time asking those in the spirit world and asking for your life to change so much, because I know you need to change it so much, because you can't keep going on the way that you're going on right now. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I know that your mum is there. She's listening to you. And, you know, she will do her very best from where she is in the spirit world to try and make things better, to adjust your life. And she says to me, you should have already started seeing some adjustments. So I know that, as you said, that you've just met someone, even though it be upon a friendship base, but I know that there's adjustments coming into your life. Excuse me.
Yeah, I just told you I met him last week, but I told him I want to go slow, have friendship, and I don't know if he seems like he wants to jump into a relationship, and I told him I want to be friends first, so I don't know if this is a gentleman you're picking up on or somebody else.
Most definitely, because I know it's a change, okay? Things are going to start changing in your life to make it better, okay? I could spend all night here with you. I really could, because I know that you're deeply hurt, deeply troubled, and she just talks about repairing the cracks if you want for a better word, within your life to smooth things over and make things right. I know that there is a lovely path out there for you, Lisa, okay? But, you know, you kind of need to accept the things that's gone on and learn from it, okay, and adjust from that, because I know that, see, sometimes you can be your own worst enemy there, can't you?
Yeah, I always do.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that that, you know, you can be your own worst enemy, and sometimes it's so difficult, okay? But I know I want
to
teach
you. Do you see me having a relationship with this man?
Okay. Not yet.
Hello?
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. No, I'm just asking her. And she says to me, not yet, because you're not ready for it, okay? And any relationship that you have now, I don't believe it's going to be like lasting of any time, because first things first, we need to repay you, okay? Because you know the old saying, how can we love someone else if we can't love ourselves, okay? And we need to repay them cracks within inside yourself first, so that when the right man does come into your life, that it's going to be right and right for a long time, rather than just overlooking these people. Do you understand of that, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to wish you all the best, and you know, I hope that your mum, and I know that your mum will stay with you for as long as she needs to. Okay. But you know, just know that she's there with you. And you know, there's lots of healing. Okay. I'm just looking in the chat room, and I know that we have a wonderful person in the chat room that, bless her. You know, she always sends out healing, and I know that she will be doing that. And you know, I will put you in my thoughts as well, in my healing book here, and send healing thoughts out to you. And I truly, honestly, say to you that I wish you all the best,
okay,
and thank you very much for calling.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you for that. Sorry, I was just in one of the chat rooms and you caught me out. But thanks very much indeed. And I know what you mean when you say, Mike, that, you know, certain people you connect to and you link to, you feel as though you could go on and on and on. You know, but like I said, we've got quite a bit to squeeze into. And we've got our sorry, you saying, Mike?
No, I just said most definitely, because I know the jam-packed show that you've got here.
It is, yeah. But just out there, for those people who are listening in and you're not quite sure who you're talking to, you've actually meant to tune into Mike. You can hear him, but I'm chatting away. Right, my name's Andrew D, and this is my new show, Spiritual Awakenings. And literally tonight, I've taken over from Mike. This was Mike's show, and he very, very kindly let me take it over. But Mike is my guest tonight, and as I mentioned earlier on, he's handed the baton over tonight. So hi to everybody out there, guys in the chat room, guys who are listening via Mike's own radio station, Mike Spirit FM, or even if you're listening via Blog Talk Radio. And like I said, if you want to get a hold of me, my website is www.drew, not Andrew, but drewd.com. That's all one word, drewdee.com. You can get hold of me easily there. Have a look through the website, and if you ever want to get in touch, or even you know, if you're looking to get hold of Mike as well for a little bit of feedback, because sometimes we don't always get feedback off people. You know, sometimes people have got to go away and find out information because they couldn't accept the information on the show tonight. It's always great, even if you just drop us a line, either through my website or Mike's website, just say, hi, managed to verify something you said. And that is such, you know, that's such good news for us, because on lots of occasions, you know, we do lots of work and people say they'll go and find out. We don't hear from them. So that is great stuff. Right then. Moving swiftly on, I just wanted to, I know we've tuned into Mike Spirit FM and it's Spiritual Awakenings, but some people don't necessarily understand the difference between working psychically, and for all of you experts out there, that is just working with your energies, your auras, just your voice vibration, and it's a totally different way of working to working with the world of spirit when they join us. And when the world of spirit do join us, it is a magical experience, and if spirit has ever touched your life, then what I want to say to you is, you know, and you never forget what it's like, and you will always remember what that feeling is, whether it's cobwebs on your face or just a feeling of somebody behind you, or even what feels like a cool breath across your face if you're lying in bed, or even behind you again. So they're the different ways. We work on a different vibration. But sometimes we need to work with both. And that's the way it works for me sometimes. Sometimes I'll link in psychically and literally one of your loved ones, a member of your family, will step in and, you know, and we're up and running. So without further ado, let's quickly move across to Chris. Chris, how are you tonight?
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
I'm fantastic and all the better for hearing you. Thank you. How are you doing today?
Just peachy, and I'd like to say a shout out to Mike as well.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Just good. I would like to know if I have any family members hanging out with me today and if they have anything to say.
Right, okay. So more of a general reading rather than something specific then, Chris.
Right.
Okay, right. Leave that with me. Right, Chris, where are you? If you don't mind me asking, I'm being taken up towards, I want to say, let's get this right, east, west coast, east. I want to go more towards the west coast of the states, up towards the northwest, and I want to say north of California. Would that make sense to you? Would you understand why I'm up there at the moment?
No.
Okay, that's a good start, isn't it? Right, okay. Right. I've got a lady joining me here, and this lady is making me aware, she's making me very aware of the stomach area here, and what she's also making me aware of, that I wanted to hold my stomach, but I also felt as though before she passed away that she would have, I'm feeling very slight in the body, and I feel as though this lady might have only been around about 5 foot or 5 foot one tall, and I do feel like she is a grandmother, right? And she's also making me aware that I feel as though she was around the age of 70 when she passed. Would you understand this, Chris?
Maybe a little older.
Right. Oh, okay then. Right. The reason I say that is because she's, I don't want to say this was the age when she passed, but I feel as though she was around 70 because she keeps giving me 70. But would you understand, apart from the birthday, why her 70th birthday or the age of 70 was significant for her? Would that make sense to you?
No, not really.
Okay, then. I'll move on. Right. Okay. Now, what she's telling me, Chris, is that she said, I'm going to call her your grandmother, right, but would you understand the name Philip or even Samantha? Would those names make sense to you?
No.
Okay, great. Now, what your grandmother's making me aware is, would you understand why she's making me feel like you've got a spring in your step, and it's almost like you feel as though, if it's not a new sound, a newfound sense of freedom you've got, it's almost like it's almost like you feel as though you can achieve new levels and move to new heights within your life. It's almost like you're being given a sense of freedom. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, then. Right. Because what she's telling me here is that, excuse me. Right. What I feel with her and what she's telling me is that, right, I've got you moving forward, and what she's telling me is that, it's almost like if it's not a relationship you've left behind, it's almost like people who would have been part of your life up until recently, you've moved on from. And it's almost like you're going in a new right direction and you've left them where they were. Would you understand that? Would that make sense?
Oh, kind of like what I'm going on with is, I'm trying to hone in on my own intuition.
Right. Okay, then. Right. I'm going to work with what she's giving me at the moment. Right. Can you still hear me, Chris? Are you still there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, right. Sorry. No, I had a bit of interference then. Right. Now, what your grandmother's telling me here is she's telling me that you are, if you're not mixing with a new group of people, there's a new group of people that you've come into touch with, because she's telling me that she's observed you mixing, I want to say, if you haven't moved away from your old friends, you've now got two sets of friends on the go. And it's almost like the old friends, and I want to say the physical material side of life, and you've moved towards a new bunch of friends with the spiritual side of life. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. Now, what she's telling me, thank you. Now, what she's telling me here is that what she's been watching going on, she said you are very much a person who likes to observe people and view what's going on before you throw yourself in, before you jump in at the deep end. And what she's telling me is there's a one or two people within this new group that it's almost like you're weighing them up and you're not quite sure what to make of them yet. Would you understand what I mean by this?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, where she's coming from here, Chris, excuse me, she's telling me that she said, you are a very good judge of character. And what she's telling me is that you're right in standing back and watching what's going on first before you jump in, because she said you will get it right and you will make the right judgment about these people and you'll find your own way. Now, what she's also making me aware of, she's making me aware of concerns around a young man here, or a boy of around 13 to 14 years old. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, what she's telling me here is with this young boy, she's telling me that, she said, I'm being made aware of, I don't want to say learning difficulties at school, but what she's telling me is it's almost like he should be with another group of kids or almost within another group of his own. Almost.
I knew it.
It's right? Now, what your grandmother's also telling me here is, I keep hearing the word almost like genius here. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you. And what she's saying to me is, you know this. You don't need me to tell you this. You don't need her standing in my living room in the UK, in Liverpool, you know, thousands of miles away. You know this. And when you said you're touching base with your intuitive side and your spiritual side, this is what you're hearing. This is what you're understanding. This is what you're knowing. And she said, this guy, this young guy here, he's been now held back because now you would understand where if he's not being a disruptive influence, it's the boredom is setting in and he's now starting to sort of, I won't say make waves or draw attention to himself for the wrong reasons. Would you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. And she's saying to me, right. Now, I don't know the system in the States, but what your grandmother is making me aware of, that there is some type of funding available to be able to either school him from home or get him private tutors or private education in some respect, or extra funding to cater for his needs. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And she's saying to me, that funding, and I'm being shown pound signs, but I'll translate that to dollar signs. I'm being shown the signs here where you need to start getting a move on to fill the paperwork in, because she's making me aware of a professor that you've been in touch with, and I see the initial K. Would that make sense at all?
No, I haven't been in touch with a professor yet.
Okay, will you watch out for me then, please? Because I see Prof K, right? It could be his first name, it could be his surname, but I'm being made aware of somebody that might even want to make a study, because I feel this is your son, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and I'm being told that somebody might want to make a study of him or observe him, and this is a way forward for you, and I want you to go with the flow here and work with these people, or your grandmother does anyway, because I feel as though that will also benefit him in the long run and help other children afterwards, other children in the same position. Okay, then?
Yeah. Wow.
Can I leave that with you and leave the love of spirit with you, Chris? And thank you for working with me tonight.
Yes, thank you, Andrew.
You have a nice day now. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right, okay. Excuse me. Right, I need a quick drink of water. All right, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed that with Mike's excellent work there. Phone in. As far as I know, we've got a couple of more callers to go. And I'm going to pass Ronnie over now. Now, Ronnie is our third caller for tonight. I'm not sure where Ronnie's calling from. But, Ronnie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, there you go. That threw me. I was expecting a guy, because it's a popular guy's name in this country. How are you doing today, Ronnie? Okay.
I'm doing great.
Right, okay then. Well, thanks for calling in tonight. Right. Mike, would you like to take this call?
Yeah, the pleasure of mine.
Okay. Ronnie, you're in the capable hands of Mr. Mike Davis, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well, thank you. So, Ronnie, what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, we're having a serious family situation right now, and I was just wondering if you had any messages from the other side from me.
Okay, bear with me a second. Let me make my link to the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. See, instantly here, Ronnie, there's a gentleman that wants to make his link here with you. Now, I know that he would come towards your dad's side of your family as he links you with me. Now, I know as he links to your dad's side, he makes me aware that he wants me to say to you that he's not dad, okay? He's granddad. So I know that
so would you understand
your granddad in the spirit world on your dad's side.
Okay.
Okay. And I know as I'm seeing this gentleman that he would like to be quite a well-dressed kind of a gentleman when he was here with us, because I know that he certainly looks to me and he's well-dressed, okay? I know that he makes me aware as well that when he passed, it was his chest that gave him a lot of trouble. I know that his breathing was very labored. I believe it was the heart that took this man home to the spirit world there, Ronnie. Do you understand this?
Well, that sounds like my dad, but it could be either one. I'm not sure. My grandfather died in his sleep, so I'm not sure, but that's how my dad died.
Okay. Okay. Let me go on a little bit more with him, and we'll establish who he is. Okay. Now, I know that this gentleman makes me aware that his life, he enjoyed his life. It was a set routine. It was a set plan with his life, okay? I know that he would have liked to live his life to that set routine and set plan. I believe that he would have been, like, going to the same place week in, week out. So I know that he would have, like, maybe Monday was off somewhere, Tuesday was off somewhere else. I know that he had a routine of his life, okay? Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and that's your granddad, isn't it?
I didn't know my granddad too well, but this sounds just like my dad. But okay. He's been gone for quite a few years.
All right, okay, no problem. Okay, let me just go on with him, okay? Because if it is your dad, then I'm happy to work with your dad. But I know that he comes through on dad's side, so it's quite possible.
Okay.
Okay, now I know that he makes me aware that, oh gosh, there's been lots of to and fro, isn't there?
I didn't hear you, excuse me?
I said, there's been lots of to and fro, and there's been lots of back and forth, isn't it?
Yes, there has.
And there's been lots of, he makes a way of shouting, arguing. Is that right?
I don't know. We're trying to get along. We just have a serious family situation, and I just wondered, you know.
Okay.
We're not really fighting.
Sorry?
We're trying to get along.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, he makes it aware that, you know, it's proven to be difficult upon times, isn't it?
Right, yes.
Okay. And if I say to you that, you know, you're kind of calling upon the energy of the spirit world to come forward and to give you some assistance to help you, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because he says to me that he's been listening and he's been doing his best to try and help you along there, okay? Now, what I've been right in saying that there's, like, there must be three of you involved within this, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, because he makes aware that there's three involved there again, okay? And I know that I want to say to you that it's... So, is the oldest one, I don't mean to be, I don't know, but the oldest one, is that a gentleman?
No.
Okay. Okay, where's the oldest gentleman?
That's my brother.
That's your brother. Okay.
He's the third born.
Okay. So if I said to you that with your brother then, that there'd be a few more issues with your brother.
Yes.
I believe that it's kind of like he's the stubborn one, isn't he?
He's stubborn, yes.
Okay. Because I know that's exactly what your dad tells me. He's the stubborn one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's him. Is the one we need to no, that's wrong. It's him, he's the one that your dad needs to work with more than anything else, isn't it? Because he's the one that won't move on from something, okay? But I know I want to say that to you that from your dad's opinion here, that he is going to do his best from the spirit world to come forward and to assist you within this. Now, I know that you understand the spirit world yourself, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And you understand how communications is possible. You understand how it all works. And you understand that you kind of link with them sometimes. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And would I be right in saying there to you that the more that you try and kind of link with them, the more that the stronger that you feel them. Is that right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that you must kind of work this way yourself there, Ronnie? Is that right?
What do you mean?
Well, you must be able to link to the spirit world and give off communication sometimes.
Yes, true.
Okay, because I know that you're able to work this way yourself, okay? Because he tells me that he quite often comes around you whilst you're working to bring comfort and bring peace there. I know I want to spread that across the board, okay? So where you and your family has been trying to deal with things, trying to sort things out, I know that it will be sorted, okay? I know that it will be dealt with because I know that your dad, you know, he was always a strong character, wasn't he, your dad?
Very much so.
And whatever he had to say out, it would come, please or offend, is that right?
Right.
And he says to me that he had to be that way, okay? He had to be that way because of where he comes from, life wasn't easy, okay? So I know that
That's
your dad's
right.
life wasn't always easy, you know? And whatever he had, he worked his hardest for, okay? And
right.
he done his best for everyone. Now, I don't know, but I feel as if I want to link with mum. So is your mum in the spirit world as well?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, I don't want to put her there. Please don't get me wrong. But I want to link with somebody that I feel like mum. So this may be your grandmother. Okay, I'm going to work with her and see what happens first. But I know I want to say to you that this lady comes through, and as she makes a connection with me, I know that she's quite rounded in her face.
Right. My grandmother.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that your grandmother, before she passed, you know, I'm feeling as if I'm all disorientated here. So would have your grandmother been very disorientated before she passed?
Yeah, she was very sick.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that she's all disorientated here. I know there's lots of medication. I feel as if I want to start
right.
shaking. And I know I want to say to you that she would have had lots of assistance. There would have been plenty of people there with her before she passed. They would have taken care of her because she talks to me about taking care of me. There was lots of them that took care of me. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Ronnie. I know that, as this lady comes here, that she wants me to say to you that when she was with us, she would have been like the backbone of the family, wouldn't she?
Absolutely.
Okay. And she makes me aware, because she was the backbone, people kind of looked up to her. And when she passed, it was almost like as if, you know, a part of us all went with her. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And she says to me that, so it's your mum that kind of took her mum's place.
Right.
And without me sounding disrespectful, but you could never get her as good as your grandmother.
That's right. exactly.
As I said, I don't want to be offensive, but bless her heart, you know, she does try, and she still tries now, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
But it doesn't seem to be gelling because, okay. Now, she says to me, we need to talk about your mum a minute, okay?
Okay.
Why does she say that? Is there a problem with your mum then or something?
Yes, there is.
Okay, because she says, we need to talk about your mum a minute, okay? And she says to me that you don't very often get the chance to have a connection given to you from this spirit world. So you don't very often get the chance of having a reading yourself, do you?
Right.
And she says to me that as she wants to talk about your mum, she says to me about your mum is kind of unique at like brushing things away all the time. Is that right? Just leave things to one side. It doesn't affect her right now. And, you know, she just goes with the flow for now. Just let's concentrate on everyone else because she kind of leaves herself out to last. Is that right?
Right, yes.
Okay. Well, she understands this, and she says to me that, no, it's about time we started to talk about your mum a minute, okay? Now, okay. Would I be right in saying that in some kind of way, this must affect... Okay. This must be affecting your mum with your family being a bit of... needs to sort things out. Is that right?
I don't know. My mother, I can tell you, she's very sick, in the, and we're trying to deal with it. And that's where the controversy's coming up.
That's exactly right. What I just said, okay?
Right.
It's affecting your mum, okay?
Right.
So, okay, that's perfect, okay? Because I know that, see, it's like as if one wants to do something, the other one doesn't.
That's right.
Okay, and I'm going to put my neck on the line. I'm going to be honest with her and tell you exactly what she tells me, okay?
Okay.
I know that you just said that your mum is very sick.
Right.
And what I'm right in saying that your mum needs more care than what we can provide for her.
That's right.
And that's where the problem is, because I feel it's your brother, if I'm honest with you. He is that stubborn in saying no, and everybody else is saying, but it's for her own good.
Right.
Okay, know that your grandmother and your grandfather and your dad in the spirit world understands this, okay?
Okay?
And they want me to say to you that they are behind you, and as I've already said, that they are working with your brother to make sure that he knows what's best for your mum, okay? Now,
okay.
If I say to you that your mum has had a change of medication lately, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and that hasn't gone down too well with your mum, is it?
No, it hasn't. Exactly right.
Because I know that she needs that change in medication, but first things first, the old ones have got to go out of the system first. Do you understand
right.
that?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Okay. I know I need to move on because I know that Andrew, bless him, he's got the show down to the last minute here, and I'm taking over because, you know, I'm kind of going over his time.
I know.
You know, thank you, Ronnie,
thank
for
you.
Calling in.
Thank you so much. I really
no
appreciate it. Okay.
You
right.
come on over and listening to Mike Spirit FM for a copy of that reading in the archives. I'll say thank you very much
okay.
for calling.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mike, and thank you, Ronnie. Now, we've got 3 minutes to squeeze in Katy Perry and Firework, and we're going to go to that, and then we'll go to our last caller, Ron, and that's going to take it right up to the wire at 11:30 UK time. So, Katy Perry, here she is.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel just so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light.
That was Katy Perry, and thank you, Katy Perry. Right, the reason I chose that song is because I feel that everybody has got a light within them that needs to shine, and all I want to say to you out there, guys, we are all spirit in a physical body, and I want you to ignite the light that shines within. You're here with Andrew D tonight on Spiritual Awakenings on MikeSpirit.fm, and welcome to you. And, now all the callers have gone, so we got rid of the song quick early there, Mike, and the callers have gone. So if anybody is looking to get a quick reading, Ron was having none of it. He's gone home. So if anybody wants a reading, then please call in on 760-283-4611. So, Mike, everything's okay for you?
Yes, everything's gone fine, and you know, I'm just sitting back, you know, I'm thinking, well, Andrew, you know, you're doing such a wonderful job. You really are at your first show, and it's almost over, let's be honest, and it's gone wonderful. It really has.
Well, thank
you very
much.
I'm proud and pleased for you, Andrew, I really am.
Well, thanks, mate. Thanks very much indeed. And what I forgot to tell you guys was that if you do want to call in very quickly, it will be a two-minute reading, but the area code is 203 on 760-283-4611. Right, Mike, we might as well have a little chat just before we say goodnight to everybody. But, Mike, I don't know whether you find this, that when you're working with spirit, but what I often find is that, and I find this in open circles or even sometimes in private readings, you know, sometimes you feel as though you've got nothing, and all of a sudden, bang, spirits are in there, and this flood of information, and it's the speed in which they can move, and that never stops to cease to amaze me. Do you find that yourself, Mike?
Well, I do. I mean, I shouldn't really say this live on air, but, you know, Andrew, that just sparked something off in my mind. You know, I was doing a demonstration with another medium from local, and back last year I'd done quite a bit with her, and the spirit was working with me so quick, and it happens. I have to try and contain it sometimes. It was working so fast, and sometimes you have somebody that comes through that works on that. They speak as they was, very colourful language on this one gentleman. And, I was working with him, and out it came, Andrew, full mouth. The F.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
In a church packed with people. And it was a special night, it was all paying people. And I just looked, and I thought, oh, no. I can't believe I said it, But then I looked to the other medium, and to my amazement, she had her hand over her face, and she was giggling at me, And I just went, well, I'm really sorry, I do apologise, but the builder side of me comes out every now and again, and it was all in uproar, we're fine, and it went all right, but yeah, they do work with you so quick sometimes, have to really pull them back.
And you know that old saying as well, don't you, engage your brain before you use your mouth, and sometimes they are so quick, and guys, if you're listening from the States, you probably don't know the show. It might have the same name, but it was Catchphrase, and you know, they all say what you see. And sometimes, you know, instead of thinking about it, and that's the problem when we first start developing, is that you get information and you think about it, and that's not the idea. You're meant to just get it out there as soon as possible. And I'll tell you one very quick story. When I started developing, there was a lady, and I still remember her name, Marjorie Jeffries, down in Swindon Church, down in the south of England. And she kept saying, when she started developing, she kept saying a three-legged chicken. And she kept saying to Spirit, I can't say that, I can't say that, I can't. And in the end, she said, do you know what? They will not let me get away from this. I've got a three-legged chicken here. Somebody put the hand up and said, I can take that. Would you believe that? And what it was, the father was a chicken farmer. And every now and again, you get these, these malformed or disabled chickens, if you want. And this thing, it wasn't a full leg. It was almost just like a third limb dangling. But this lady could take a third three-legged chicken. So always give what you get, because somebody should always be able to take it. And that's what I love about the speed of Spirit and the way they work. And they said, you know, you don't necessarily know what they're talking about. You don't have to, as long as somebody can take the message.
Yeah, definitely. You just have to, do you? You just give it exactly the way that you see it. You know, and Andrew, over the years I've worked for Spirit, I've learned that the hard way, you know, just to give it exactly the way you see it, what you hear. Don't analyze it, because, you know, there's one thing we have to remember. The message is not for me. It's for
the course.
Reason.
Of course, yeah.
So, yeah, you have to just give it as you see it.
Okay, well, listen, mate, we're going to have to leave it there. It's the end of the show. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Hello to everybody out there. You can pick up copies of your readings or the show again on the podcast on MikeSpirit.fm, or come to my site if you just want to get hold of me, DrewD.com, or catch me on Facebook. Until next week, thank you very much indeed, and good night. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place, 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. On MikeSpirit.fm, or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.